Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Well, I see hands, and I see tear-stained faces.
I don't know what it's going to run me, but it's worth every penny. Welcome back.
He says they give cooking classes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Welcome back in the zone. The appropriately named Pat Beard, who is not clean-shaven, joining us in the zone. Southern Gourmetian. Got a very nicely coiffed facial hair.
I'm trying to make up for what I'm losing on top.
Hey, look at me, babe.
Hey, I was interested to see it.
I lost a bet.
My way that way.
Yeah, well, I have a little more missing than I thought I did.
Yeah.
I lost my bet to Roger Scott, and I may never be the same again. Anyway, Southern Gourmetian is a food truck that certainly has a stellar, or sterling, if you prefer, reputation, and that's the true. talk to me about the food you brought today, the food you make in general, and how people can find you on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I guess the best description of the cuisine would be it's kind of a fusion of Asian street food and Southern comfort food.
Yeah, duh, Pat.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't mean talk down to you, but I do watch a lot of the Food Network.
Yep.
And so I'm familiar with the food truck and other places in the country have gourmet Asian type food. And so when I heard of you, have you ever seen me more excited? Now, I get excited about a lot of things. Never more excited about what you brought here.
Okay, so the shrimp and grits is off the chain. Miso grits, miso happy. And I don't want to hear about it. Thank you very much. More Luther Campbell coming up from Matty T later in the break. But the little sandwiches you make, the little, what do you call those?
Those are steamed buns. We do pork, beef, and chicken. It's a bread we make. We steam it rather than bake it, so it's light and fluffy.
It's kind of pot stickery.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of our take on a Vietnamese bao.
Okay.
But it's probably one of the more popular dishes. Justin Patterson is who started the company, the food truck and everything. I went to work for him when I was in culinary school, and this is kind of something he wanted to do, and he was doing it for friends and stuff. Really took off. So when he decided to open a food truck, he said, "Let's wrap it around this type of idea."
I love it. So, how many do you vary your items, or do you guys have kind of a standard menu?
We have a pretty standard menu right now, just because we're limited to what we can do in 147 square feet of kitchen space on a truck.
Who measured that? Okay.
It gets very tight.
I bet you use every inch of it as much as you need to. So
absolutely.
Well, you're gonna have a little more space to work with soon. Tell me about what's next.
Yeah, we're in the midst of finishing out a restaurant space at 219 West Capitol downtown. We hope to be open in the next, hopefully after Christmas, before New Year's, we'll have a couple of days we think we can be open if construction goes well. And then after that, we'll be open regularly in January.
Okay. Same type of food?
Same basic menu, but there's a lot of stuff that we can't do because of limitations of the truck that we will be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
We do these monthly beer pairing dinners with Stone's Throw Brewery, and that's a kind of a good reflection of what we do. Or what we would like to do. It's a lot more, I don't want to say upscale, it's a lot more adventuresome.
Okay.
Will you have beverages at your place?
Yes, okay. Yes. We're going to have craft beers on tap, a lot of local stuff, and regional stuff. We're also going to do wine and sake.
Very good.
And not the rubbing alcohol you used to drink out of the hot little carafe.
It's really good sake.
Real sake, yeah.
You serve it hot or cold?
Cold.
Okay. That's what I've been told.
Is that traditionally the way it's supposed to be?
It's a wine. Both. Yeah, it's a wine. It's a rice wine.
Well, where did hot sake come to be? Did anyone know?
I really don't know, unless it's an American thing. I don't know.
Yeah, we screw up a lot of stuff. And you have an interesting background. We only got about a minute and a half left here, but you came to this, I guess, later in life, second career?
Yeah, I spent 25 years in IT marketing and had a midlife crisis, I guess, and my wife said, go do something you enjoy. So I decided to go to culinary school, and a mutual friend put me in touch with Justin, and he was opening the food truck, and
Pat and Justin.
Yep.
How do we find the truck on a day-to-day basis?
Facebook and Twitter. We post every day. And you can also check out, we got a Kickstarter program going with a lot of cool rewards on it to help finish out the restaurant. So
let us know when the restaurant's open. We'll be sure to give you guys a plug, and we'll swing by and eat.
Absolutely.
I'll let Pat buy me lunch.
Yeah.
Fine.
Is it going to be lunch and dinner or just dinner?
Yep. And we got a couple of tickets to the Tuesday beer pairing dinner if you want to give them away.
I do.
First caller, tell us what you like about Southern
Gourmet. Thank you, brother.
Got to be 21, and we'll take your information.
Where's the beer pairing happening?
Stone's Throw Brewery down there on 9th and Rock.
Very good.
Yeah, Tuesday
Thanks,
night.
Man.
Appreciate it.
I've got a couple other things to give away, so we'll come up with a trivia question, and we'll figure it out here. But, Pat, thanks, man. Good seeing you. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Man. Oh, it really is. Delish. We'll be back. Hour 3 already. We got Zone Rewind coming up in the next hour.
Great.
Also, the Matty T Minute. Are we excited about the movies this weekend? Okay, thumbs up. Well, let's face it.